Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Trudy Jean Evans is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the president of the Raven Group, which is a human development company dedicated to helping people like you and me reach our full potential. She's the author of The Pied Piper Principle, Lead and They Will Follow. And she's here to celebrate a really big deal, because I know how big a deal this is for her, because this same thing just happened to me. Trudy Jean Evans, welcome back to the show and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having
10
me.
10 years.
10 years.
How about that?
How about that? I can't believe how quickly the time goes by and how much you learn in 10 years of being in business on your own.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? When I look back at those 10 years, I really don't see very many little bumps that I didn't always have fun. So although there are those times, there certainly are those times.
Right, absolutely. Well, we had our 10th anniversary of the show. My company is older than that, but the 10th anniversary of our show was just last November, and there's something about that kind of a milestone. You know, Trudy Jean, when most companies, I shouldn't say most, well, actually most, no, the news, the most recent survey from the last one came from Dun & Bradstreet, is that 50% of businesses fail, of small businesses fail in the first 4 years.
Wow, and I used to, hasn't that increased? Because I used to think it was, you went through the first year landmark and then you went to 3 years. So
actually the obituaries have increased because it used to be 50% in 5 years and 10 years ago when I started doing this. So for you to be around 10 years later, and for me to still be hanging around 10 years later, you know, that is a milestone. I mean, even, you know, whether we, both being small business owners, the jury is still out on whether we're going to make it all the way, to the finish line. But truthfully, it is something to celebrate when you get to 10 years.
Well, and you know, when the other side of the scare of having your own business, the other side of it is when you listen to all the companies downsizing. So I always looked at, you had a choice. You either had a choice to say, I'm going to stay in business myself and I'm going to figure out my future, or I'm going to let my future be in someone else's hands.
Right.
And not that it isn't still in someone else's hands, because it's in your customers' hands, it's in your employees' hands, but at least you have a little bit more control, you know, than getting being called into a meeting and saying, this is your last day.
Absolutely, no question about it. And that's exactly what happened to me.
I remember that.
Twice in 18 months in the 80s, you know, I was downsized. No fault of my own. And I was an executive both times. And it was just bad luck there for a run of bad luck. And that's when I just said, you know, when the second time, I said, you know what? I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do this by myself.
You know, I always
and I started my business.
That is somebody knocking on the door saying, this isn't right for you, and trying to push you in another direction. And that can be whoever you believe in, but I always believe that, and we hear that all the time, people that get downsized end up starting their own company. So, you know, there's a lot of good to that as well.
Well, there's no question about it. But now the thing that has to happen, though, Trudy, and I know this, you know this, and that's one of the reasons I wanted you to be here today, is to talk to us about what you've got to know if you're going to pull this off, if you're going to actually make it 10 years. What do you got to know? And you got to know the fundamentals, don't you?
Yeah, you know,
all the passion and all the commitment and all that, that's all great, but you still got to be able to practice the fundamentals that you know very well.
Well, but you know, it's interesting you say that, because everybody goes into business for a particular reason. They're usually doing something that they enjoy.
Right.
You hope that, and that is always the key to being successful, is getting up every morning and looking at what you do and enjoying it. But one of the things that I found, and I've done a lot of work recently with a lot of small business owners, ranging from private one-person companies to 5 to 125 employees. And one of the things that I encourage them to do is you have a tendency to procrastinate on those things we don't like to do. And so I encourage them to go get rid of those things, outsource those things, find someone else that'll do the things that you don't like to do. In my company, for example, I like the people side of it. I like the marketing. I like the consulting. I don't like the administrative piece. I don't like the payroll, the accounting aspect. And that's where, you know, you know that I'm a member of that BNI, the Business Networking International Group. And one of the things that I found in that group is there's many resources and across the country of companies that will do things like that. We have a member in our group, her name is Lisa Havel, and she's with Paychex, and she's a payroll service company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always say to my clients, when they're writing checks, God, you got to call Lisa. Let Lisa take that off your hands for a minimal amount of money. Then you can, as a small business owner, go spend the time doing the things you love to do, and that
Absolutely.
Way you'll do those things really well.
One of the things that I'm publishing in my column this week, in my newspaper column, is what you, part of it is what you just talked about, and that is the importance of outsourcing, how outsourcing has become such a key component to small business success. I think a lot of small businesses would not fail. They'd have a lot better chance of survival if they would learn what you just said, Tree, and make sure that they don't get bogged down. What they do is they get bogged down in these things and they hate it, but maybe they do it anyway. But what's happening is, while they're doing those tasks that they're not good at and that they don't like, other things that they are really good at that would actually help the company survive are not getting done.
Well, and you know what?
Something's going to have to slip, isn't it?
Well, and just what you said, they spend so much time. That brings to mind, I had a client last week, and he was spending like 7 hours trying to figure out something on his computer. And he has this, you know, I can do it, I don't need any help.
Yep,
when,
yep.
Again, for probably 2 hours' time, he could call a guy in my networking group, Carrie Mason, who owns a company called Computer Media.
Yep.
Carrie can either talk to him over the telephone and say, is your PC doing this? He can come out to his company or to his house and fix it. And I said to him, why would you spend all this time this afternoon trying to figure it out when you could probably get it done in an hour and then move on to doing other things? But what happens is he procrastinates, or he thinks, oh, I can do it, and then gets caught up in looking at how much time it's
wasted. Of course, Tree Jean, you know how us guys are. We think we can do anything, right?
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but I'll agree with you.
I know you do. Stand by. Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you. Thank you very much for hanging around with me, continuing to hang around. We got Trudy Jean Evans celebrating her 10th anniversary of her company. And Trudy, here's another thing that you probably don't remember. This is April is your 5th anniversary as a member of my Brain Trust.
Oh, wow. I was like, 2003. Sure, because
That's
it was
right
after my book came out. By the way, thank you for the Little River Band. I appreciate
All right.
The,
yeah, we like those guys.
yeah, you're right. That's the first time I talked to you. It's right after my book came out.
Well, happy anniversary. You know, Trudy, you were talking about people trying to do everything themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's one main reason why. Well, of course, we talked about the guy thing. You know, guys don't like to ask directions and all that, and I admit that. But the other thing is we're all undercapitalized, and so that's the big transition. That's the big thing that business owners have to start paying attention to. Is okay, when do I need to start? When do I get enough capital where I can actually start saying, okay, I can afford to hire this done. That's when you start growing. When you get enough critical mass that you can start hiring things done. Let me give you one quick example of a decision that I made a long time ago, probably almost 10 years ago. When we built our first website, which was in 97, I bought a book called HTML. Well, you could literally read this big thick book on how to do HTML and for laying out websites and that kind of thing. And so I bought it and I was going to learn how to do it because I like doing things like that. I was doing publishing with PageMaker 1.0 way back in the 80s. But I started looking at this book and I said, "You know what? I won't be able to learn everything I need to know and be good at this HTML and lead this company."
Right, right.
And so I closed the book up and put it up. And from that moment on, I have hired people who knew HTML, and I focused on running and leading my company.
I agree with you. And another point in what you just said about making that decision to hire someone, I think that, you know, I have a good friend of mine, Mark Sherman, who has a company called Dynamic Video Images, and he does video production, and he's, you know, like five people in his company, and he's looking to expand. And one of the things I'm going to help him with is helping make that decision as to when do you hire. Because too often we either wait too long to hire and we've gotten ourselves so overwhelmed that we're
right.
no longer able to offer the service that we used to, or we hire too fast. And we now have somebody on the payroll that really isn't paying for themselves. So there's a real fine line.
I have seen both of those. You are exactly right. I have seen both of those where people had, they wind up thinking that, I mean, they hired employees day one.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember, but I also have seen people where I thought, you know, I looked at them and I said, "You've done a much better job of leveraging yourself than I have." And I wish I had moved a little quicker to get employees. But typically, it can go either way. You can get them too quick or too late. And the trick is to know when to get them. And typically, it's when the critical mass happens, when the capital comes in, when the
right.
business starts doing well,
right.
and you start doing. And see, that's the reason why it's so hard to be a small business owner, Trudy, is because there's always somewhere to put the money that's coming in. Isn't
well, yeah,
I mean,
and I also think, Jim, that there's also a piece of being a bit small business owner that you don't have anyone to talk to sometimes,
yeah.
and so you're not able to have this kind of a discussion necessarily. You know, if you've
mm-hmm.
got your wife or your loved one as one of the only people that are resources for you, I think you've got to find someone to explore ideas, you know, to discuss, to disagree with you. Somebody the other
right.
day said to me, "You know, I like you because you disagree with me. You don't always agree with everything I say." And so I think
I've always said that, Trudy Jean. I love your disagreeableness. but you know, the problem is, though, for small business owners is, even if we have employees, that doesn't mean that we're going to have those conversations with the employees. They can push back a little bit, but they might not push back as much as they need to. And that's where, Trudy, the mastermind type groups like BNI and
yeah.
which is a networking group, but still
right.
that you meet people there that you find that you can actually come clean with, and they can come clean with you, and you can sort of harden each other's metal a little bit. It's important to have those kind of people you can open up to, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a business sphere group, and that's what we do with one another. We meet in addition to our regular meetings once a month, and that's what we do. We talk about individual businesses, and we push one another, and we challenge one another. One of the things, though, that I want to leave you with is when you are ready to hire, if you hire employees for their success, your success will come. And I think
yep.
too many times leaders don't do that. You've got to hire the employee to see that where are they going to be the most successful in your company, because then your success will follow.
And their success aggregates for you.
You bet. You bet.
It rolls up to you. Yeah,
whenever
so
you see happy yep. customers, you usually see happy employees right behind them.
Well said, Trudy Jean Evans. Trudy Jean Evans. Trudy Jean, give us your website, please.
It is www.the.com. RavenGroupInc.com. You got to remember to put the V in the front and the INC in the back. RavenGroupInc.com.
The Pied Piper Principle is a book. Thank you, Trudy, for being here. Good job today, and happy anniversary again.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll see
you
next time.
All right, thank you.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.